I got my Zodiac necklace and I got my acoustic guitar, and I'm going to Mr. Smalls on Monday.
Need
So,
a mood ring, get a
oh, I do,
Sharpie and
yeah.
put a, do you
Yep.
know what you're going to play? Is it all 70s
I have
music?
some ideas. You're highly encouraged. Costumes are encouraged. Regalia, I guess. And I'm going to be, I have a couple. I think I'm going to cover an America song that I really like, and I maybe some Grateful Dead. We'll see where the night takes us.
I've heard a lot of America lately. We have a Sirius radio in the car, and one of the stations plays a lot of America, who I liked when, contemporaneously when it came out, and their songs have worn pretty well
Yeah, I agree.
over time.
Yeah.
We're going to let Distelfink play us out. I'm going to just thank some of the people that the aforementioned Alexis Thompson book today, and they included the Junior Mendelssohn Choir. It was great to have a chance to talk about their work. Also, Quantum Theater was here with us today, the Pittsburgh Savoyards and their production of It's a Wonderful Life, and poet Asia Lin from Hampton High School. All part of today's program, and we're appreciative of that. Thanks, of course, to you for being with us, and Ricky for her work as producer today. And we'll let Distelfink play us out. Look for his music. It's Distelfink. And Google Distelfink and learn more about the bird like I did. That was fun. What do you want to finish up with?
Well, I have a very wonderful fiance who inspires me a lot, and I have a song that I wrote for her, and it's called Here's a Little Something. I've been in the kitchen making something special just for you. Simmering on the stove top, a big pot of chili and cornbread too. I don't need a reason, well, I'll do it anytime. A little something to let you know I think you're mighty fine. There's a ray of sunshine permeating everything you do. So here's a little ray of sunshine just from me to you. I've been in the wood shop making something special just for you. Measure and cut the wood, and I'm gonna sand it, gonna use a little finish too. I don't need a reason, well, I'll do it anytime. A little something to let you know I think you're mighty fine. There's a ray of sunshine permeating everything you do. So here's a little ray of sunshine just from me to you. I've been in the bedroom dreaming something special just for you. Dreaming of a beautiful future. It doesn't matter what we're doing if it's me and you. I don't need a reason. Well, I'll do it anytime. Little something to let you know I think you're mighty fine. There's a ray of sunshine permeating everything you do. So here's a little ray of sunshine just from me to you. Yeah, here's a little ray of sunshine just from me to you. Yeah, here's a little ray of sunshine just from me to you.
Distelfink, thank you for being with us today, and good luck with the album.
Mighty fine. There's a ray of sunshine permeating everything you do. So here's a little ray of sunshine just from me to you. Yeah, here's a little ray of sunshine just from me to you. Yeah, here's a little ray of sunshine just from me to you.
Distelfink, thank you for being with us today, and good luck with the album
Thanks,
release coming up. And tonight, 6:30 is part of Light Up Night, and then Monday at 8 o'clock at Mr. Small's. And thanks to you for being along with us today at the Saturday Light Brigade. We'll meet you here, okay, next week, whenever you're ready for the show that gets your weekend.
Point of, all right, that's enough. And I don't know why it was now, but I'm glad that they went through with it. And so now he's been removed from.
call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, until then I'll go to sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do till all my lover's dreams come true. Cause I want a girl to call.
Get it together here at some point. We had a little bit of a hello there. In case you were falling asleep there because of our 12 minutes of silence, the computer did not make the switch. I was across the street at the Santa Claus parade helping out there, and at 12 o'clock the computer was supposed to make the switch, but just couldn't get it together. Well, that happens sometimes. I'm Jay Thurber, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. Here are the Youngbloods.
Love is but a song we sing. Feels we will die. You can make the mountains ring. Oh, make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
People now.
Youngbloods here on Radio 9, WRCT, Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio at 12:24. Much more music time. Yeah, we had the Salute to Santa Claus Parade, and I had pre-recorded a little bit just to cover me running across the street from the parade to the studio, and jumped in the car and turned on the station, and there was the sound of silence, and that'll put a little spring in your step. I'll tell you what, that'll light a fire under you. In fact, we should hear it. We should hear the sound of silence. Why don't we? We'll bring that up right after I take care of the some weather and some free information. The free information is we are on the air. For those of you who have been messaging me on Twitter saying, "You know, you're not on the air, you dumb." We know. Or I do now. I do now. We had a good parade. Joe Hart, who hosts the regular Joe show. Actually, he's in the house. Joe, come over here and say a few words to the nice people.
There you go. I don't know what it is. It's too early for me to be up here working. But thank you for letting me be on this side of the parade this year. I've never been in the parade. I've always been the bystander, sitting on the corner, waiting for candy being thrown at my head. It was great to give back to the people a little bit and have all the kids out. It was actually a really cool experience. I appreciate you. Let me take a ride.
Thank you. And your daughter Alyssa came along for the ride too. My wife Denise driving, and yeah.
It was a really cool experience, and Denise gave me all the dirt.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of it.
So, yeah, I look forward to actually seeing the giant G.C. Murphy letters.
Yeah. Out behind the house?
Yeah, yeah. I look forward to seeing those someday.
They are.
Hanging in the studio here.
We can get the M on one wall and the U over here and an R over there. Yeah, they're pretty big. So when is the regular Joe show on these days?
Oh, we're back Wednesday with a brand new show, 9 p.m. Listen at regularjoeshow.com or on your TuneIn app at WMCK.fm. Bonus third hour this week. We're going to play the full brand new album from Iron Maiden, Senjutsu. It's an awesome album if you're into Iron Maiden. Sounds just like classic Maiden. Look for that in the bonus third hour at 11 o'clock. But we're also on Replete on Thursdays from 5 to 7. Had to think about that.
There you go.
Had to think about that. I'm only one cup in. And the replay Monday at 1 o'clock kind of help you get through the rest of your Monday afternoon.
Yeah, speaking of one cup, I have a story about that. But and they can find you on Facebook, too, at Regular Joe Show.
Yes, absolutely. Don't be confused with the radio guy in Wisconsin who thinks he's the regular Joe. He's not.
He's not a regular Joe.
He's a right-wing, irregular Joe. So,
well, some prunes would help him be more regular.
I suspect that would, and maybe, you know, cut back on the Trumpisms.
We were up there on the reviewing stand. We were doing the video for the parade, and I said to the other people on the reviewing stand, I said, "Anybody here want coffee?" And they're like, "Yeah, coffee would be great." So I ran over to the gas station over here, and there's like 20 people there standing around, and there's no coffee made.
The Valero station there.
And there's like three or four of us, and we asked the guy, "You don't have any coffee on a Saturday morning?" He said, "Coffee? You want coffee?
What else
do you sell here? You sell gas? Yeah,
gas and coffee.
Little Debbie cakes and coffee. That's it. That's your whole business model is people come in here, they get their Little Debbie cake, they get a blunt, and then they get a coffee."
I did notice the nice, I guess they call those water pipes.
Oh, is that what they call those? Yes.
I think that's what they're called.
Smoking apparel.
Smoking apparel.
You old enough to remember Heads Together when they used to advertise on WDVE?
Heads Together.
And WYDD. It was a head shop in Squirrel Hill.
I don't remember that. I mean, I know we're the same age, but that doesn't ring a bell.
It was a head shop. I must have been a little bit precocious when I was listening to the radio. But, you know, they'd come on and they would say, "We have smoking apparel." Which is, wait, what? It was bongs. They were selling bongs. They were selling bongs, but on the radio they say, hey, come on into Heads Together for your smoking apparel.
You could put, you know, other things that smoke, like illegal.
Smoking, like a robe, like a smoking jacket.
Smoking robe, yeah, that would be smoking apparel. Smoking hat.
Smoking apparel. Yeah, sure. Sure you do.
Well, it was DVE, and we all know Sean's favorite stuff out there.
Maybe I could do my Jimmy Roach impression. Small Jimmy Roach here on WYDD.
Yeah. He was here. We had a party here. Nobody who's listening, if we have any listeners right now, since we were off the air for 12 minutes, I don't know. But nobody listening. But anyways, Sean McDowell, they had a retirement party for him here. And Jimmy Roach was here, and he came in and he said,
we had that same board at WDVU when I started there in 1989.
And I said, Jimmy, this could very well be the exact same one.
It may actually be.
It may have. It's, who knows how many places it's just circulated. Let me just shut up for a second. Butchie's Porch Weather. Partly cloudy skies for you in the forecast this weekend. Looking for a high of 50 today. Mostly cloudy overnight. 36 chance of showers on Sunday. 49 Monday. That four-letter word in the forecast. No. Chance of snow anyways on Monday with a high near 40 and 39 then on Tuesday. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, Mistake Matinee. Nothing. There is no weather anywhere according to the National Weather Service. All of the weather stations have taken the day off. Maybe they took the day off to go to see the parade too. It's almost 12:30, so I'll give the station break. You're listening to Radio 9, 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. And here's what we had for 12 minutes today.
Hello, darkness, my
The Sound of
friend.
Silence. It's Simon and Garfunkel.
I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains in the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light. Split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs. Voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell, echoing the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Chris on the line right now from Monroeville. He called 412-385-7450. You, Sam, we play him on the big 900. Here's Dionne Warwick on Radio 9.
moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. I just take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. Oh, how I'll love you together, together. That's how it must be to live without you. Would only mean heartbreak for me.
So good to me. Ooh, I call you all. walking all alone. That's why I wanna walk you home. That's why I wanna walk you home. That's why I wanna walk.
Fats Domino here on Radio 9. Well, kind of a mixed bag for high school football fans. It's here in the city of McKeesport. Good news, bad news. Bad news is that Aliquippa beat McKeesport last night in overtime. I heard some people actually complaining about the game this morning. They were blaming the refs. It was the first time that McKeesport and Aliquippa high schools have faced each other since 1959. But the Quips are headed to the finals, and McKeesport is the loser and a score of 27-21 at Cannon Mack Stadium. That's the bad news. The good news is my Sarah Catholic Eagles are headed to the finals in Heinz Field for the first time in, I think, 20 years. I think the first time that they've gone to the playoffs, or almost 20 years, probably. Sarah 13-1 on their season, defeating Stow Rocks by a score of 13-12. So good news, bad news here for high school football in the city of McKeesport. Good news for Sarah Catholic and the Eagles. Bad news for the Tigers. Here's the Steve Miller Band, Fly Like an Eagle. Well, we hope that's what they'll do next week in Heinz Field. there called The Leaves with Hey Joe. And let me just do this.
Hey, Thurber! Does it by request?
Chris from Monroeville called 412-385-7450. He wanted to dedicate something to the students at Woodland Hills High School. He said they're getting a bad rap right now, and they're mostly good kids, and they are getting a bad rap, he said, for really no good reason. And this is not the song he requested, but I'm going to dedicate it.
Keep on pushing.
Curtis Mayfield in the Impressions. He's got to keep on pushing
keep
sometimes.
On pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing.
To students at Woodland Hills High School and anybody else who just has to keep on pushing sometimes. What's the bumper sticker say? If you're going through hell, got to keep on going and get out the other side. More music on the other side of this.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that. Do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, the Pennsylvania Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Chris Stowell. You can listen to my show Outside of Nashville every Thursday night at 9, Fridays at noon, and Sundays at 6, right here on the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger!
Does he love me? I wanna know. How can I tell if he loves me so? Is it in his eyes? Oh, no, you'll be deceived. Is it in his eyes? Oh, no, he'll make believe if you wanna know. If he loves you so, it's in his kiss.
That's where it is. Oh, yeah. Or is it in his face?
Oh, no, it's just his charm.
In his wife.
Betty Everett, It's In His Kiss on Radio 9, 1251. Much more music time. We'll get some new music for you in the 1 o'clock hour. We've got FSN News coming up for you, too, at the top of the hour. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. Apologies for our little bit of being off the air there. That was strictly operator error. J-A-Y is the syntax code that came up. I don't really know exactly what happened. I thought we had the computer set up to fill in for me as we filled in for the Santa Claus parade. What a great day for a parade. You heard Joe Hart, who does the show on Tube City Online Radio on Wednesdays, and he was our representative, along with my wife and Joe's daughter Alyssa, were our representatives in the parade today. Lots of people coming out for the Salute to Santa parade in downtown McKeesport. If you'd like to see the playback of that, go on YouTube. It's at Tube City Online on YouTube, and you can watch the playback. And our friend Mikey D, who's a pretty well-known polka guy around here, but also plays other kinds of music as well, was the MC this year. So a lot of fun. And Dick's Sporting Goods was the Grand Marshal. The bunch of folks from Dick's Sporting Goods came out to be the Grand Marshals this year. And one little thing, the Allegheny County Mounted Police were here with their Mounted Police unit. The horses were here. And right in front of the reviewing stand, one of the horses did what horses do. And luckily, the Department of Public Works was right there. Let's just say they got the scoop on the story right away.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy.
Public Works guy didn't know he was going to be in showbiz. Well, it's just like being in local radio. Anyways, Pittsburgh Steelers are taking on the Chargers tomorrow. Game time is at 8:20. Pittsburgh Penguins are on the road tonight to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere, the Carnegie Mellon Tartan women's basketball team, they are in action today versus Westminster. That's at the College of Worcester in Worcester, Ohio, at the Nan Nichols Classic Tournament. And then tomorrow they are scheduled to play Spalding at that tournament. Oh, excuse me. I have a score already in the women's basketball game there. Carnegie Mellon women lost by a score of 69-66 in the Nan Nichols Classic at the College of Worcester in Worcester, Ohio. And they'll be playing Spalding tomorrow at the College of Worcester. So bad news there. Elsewhere in college basketball, the Duquesne Dukes lost yesterday to Northeastern University by a score of 71-55. The Dukes will be back in action versus Colorado. That game tips off at 5:45. That's the Duquesne Dukes men's team. Pitt Panthers lost yesterday. Or excuse me, Pitt Panthers won. Pitt Panthers men defeated Towson. I'm having trouble today. My struggle bus. 63-59. Pitt over Towson yesterday. And the Pitt Panthers football team is taking on the Virginia Cavaliers. Pitt Panthers football team now ranked number 20 in the nation. That game at Heinz Field at 3:30 as the Panthers host the Cavaliers of Virginia. Penn State at this hour is playing the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers in the first quarter. That game is scoreless.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot, whether you believe it or not.
Looking for mostly cloudy skies for the remainder of the afternoon now, with a high of 50. Overnight, mostly cloudy, low of 36. Chance of showers maybe on Sunday. They're actually saying 30% in the morning, increasing to 90% by Sunday evening with a high of 49. Showers likely Sunday night, 33. Monday, chance of snow, rain mixed with snow on Monday with a high of 40. And mostly sunny then on Tuesday with a high of 39. Right now, outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, it is 40 degrees right now. That's the only temperature I can get from the weather service right now, is the one that I use, get when I stick my head out the window. It's Aretha Franklin. Take the load off of me, please, Aretha. Please, Queen of Soul.
I pulled into Nazareth. I was
just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a girl might find a bed?
Can you tell me?
Just grinned and shook my hand, and that was all he said.
Aretha Franklin, here's Question Mark and the Mysterians to take us to news time. Tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with The Week in Review. And the week ended with a little history being made at the White House. Vice President Kamala Harris became the first woman ever to hold the powers of the presidency. She stepped in for Joe Biden for just under 90 minutes when he was placed under anesthetic for a routine medical procedure. The vice president otherwise had a grim week. Her approval ratings fell to the lowest level ever recorded amid reports that she's unhappy with the tasks President Biden has handed to her. She was asked about that by George Stephanopoulos on ABC News.
We're getting things done, and we're doing it together.
So you don't feel misused or underused?
No.
The week also ended in America with an acquittal on all charges in a highly followed American murder trial. Kyle Rittenhouse, an 18-year-old vigilante, acquitted of the killings of two people during Black Lives Matter protests in Wisconsin last August. He successfully claimed self-defense. His attorney, Mark Richards.
He had as much business being there as any of the demonstrators or the rioters. There's going to be people who will never agree with that statement. If we all would just mind our own business a little bit, I think we'd all be better off. And it's a hard lesson to learn.
President Biden, who at one point compared Mr. Rittenhouse to white supremacists, said he accepted the outcome of the trial. Numerous countries in Europe tightened their COVID-19 restrictions, and Austria became the first European country to make vaccination mandatory. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel warned of a difficult winter ahead. From FSN's bureau in Berlin, Trent Murray covered that story.
Angela Merkel said it was absolutely time to act, and that the situation facing Germany is very worrying. With the country's state of emergency extended until early next year, state authorities will remain able to enforce existing restrictions, but new measures have also been announced, including steps towards passenger health pass checks before long-haul train trips and increased testing at places of employment.
Mudslides and storms beset British Columbia in Canada's west and also the west coast of the United States. 18,000 people had to flee their homes in Canada. President Biden and President Xi Jinping of China held their first face-to-face summit meeting. It took place virtually. There were no breakthroughs, but the U.S. president said he hoped fresh initiatives could be taken to reduce the risk of conflict between the world's two biggest economies.
It seems to me our responsibility as leaders of China and the United States to ensure that the competition between our countries does not veer into conflict, whether intended or unintended. Just simple, straightforward competition. And it seems to me we need to establish some common sense guardrails to be clear and honest where we disagree.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Support for this broadcast comes in part from PublicSource.org, a nonprofit online news outlet covering McKeesport, Pittsburgh, and Western Pennsylvania. Public Source produces and supports journalism for a stronger region. Learn more at PublicSource.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.